For 4 Decembers, Marc-Antoine Goyette headed across the Canadian border with one destination in mind, a street corner in New York City. Once there, Marc-Antoine built by hand a wooden shelter to live in while he tried to stay warm and make a living selling fresh Christmas trees. He is the subject of the latest film in Vermont Public's Made Here series, now in its 18th season. Trick or Trees is the short documentary by filmmaker Simon La Rochelle, and it airs this evening at 8 o'clock on our main TV channel. It's also available to stream anytime at vermontpublic.org. And Marc-Antoine joins me now to talk about his unique gig as a big city Christmas tree seller. Welcome, Marc-Antoine.
Hello.
Throughout this film, viewers do get to sort of follow you on that yearly trek to New York City. Can you sort of bring us along on what that journey was like?
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of an adventure, which is a little bit why we do it. So the first thing to do is get a job and get a corner, which is not that easy because, let's face it, like the Christmas tree business is, it's a little bit like a mafia, okay? You cannot just go there and do whatever you want. So the first thing there is to get a contact that will give you a corner. And then you need to cross the border, which is also a little bit like a gray zone because technically, we can't work in the United States because we don't have a working visa. But technically, we're not working. We're volunteering selling Christmas trees.
Once you have your street corner, tell us how you then sort of set up camp.
In the movie, you can see it's a camp that I built in 2 nights. I went to Home Depot and I found insulation and wood a little bit everywhere. And I built a pretty cozy shack because the last year I went by train and I had no car at all.
In the film itself, too, you do mention finding pleasure in extreme conditions, which this sort of sounds like, right? Well, what drew you to this sort of work, being outdoors in the bitter cold?
Yeah, well, I feel like it's a little bit like people doing Ironmans or stuff like that. I don't understand them. I'm like, why would you run 200 kilometers? This sounds so dumb to me. But at the same time, for us, it's a little bit the same thing. There's some kind of... You kind of feel alive of doing such a weird and extreme job where you need to be self-sufficient on food, on the heat, actually your rooftop. It's cold, but it makes you really alive. And I feel it's the same feeling as, I don't know, adventures. Like I feel like people doing some crazy stuff, they share that feeling of feeling really, really alive doing those stuff. But the worst is actually managing people for 40 days on the side of a street. This is pretty intense. This is where it gets really tricky.
You said managing people on the sidewalk is the intense part?
Yeah, it is. It's usually in a day you'll meet up a few dozen people, and half of the time you choose them, you choose to meet with them. But when you live on the side of the street in New York City, you basically, you meet thousands of people a day, and you never ask for it. You're just there. So you're kind of seeing everything going on, which depends where your corner's at. It can get really hard.
What are some of the best parts of that job when you were doing it?
As I said in the movie, there's a privilege of bringing happiness to homes. It's just joy. There's few jobs where you actually bring happiness to people. And I worked in the Bronx and I worked in Manhattan, which are two different experiences. But both of the times, the answer is the same. People are happy. You come with the Christmas trees. You're kind of a mythical, folkloric creature, like Christmas elf, bringing them holidays, which is super fun, super fun.
The viewer sort of gets to see you having that front seat interacting, as you said, with sometimes, 1,000 people walking along the street corner. What do you think that perspective sort of granted you?
I would say it gave me a lot of empathy. And it never happens that you can meet so much different people in their intimacy. I don't know any other job you can do that. So, yeah, I would say it gave me a lot of empathy and sensitivity.
We got to see your glimpse into your work life selling Christmas trees. What does the future hold for you now, though? What are you up to?
I just do what I love now, which is working in art and, working for festivals. But I do miss selling Christmas trees a lot.
Can you come back if you ever wanted to? Could you just cross the border again and maybe do it for one season or something?
Oh, yeah. I thought about it. I thought about it this year. But the thing is, well, doing Christmas trees kind of take a chunk of 3 months in your life, which is like very difficult after that to get into like a normal schedule or something like that.
Well, this was so cool. I loved getting this sort of behind the scenes look at this really unique job. Thank you so much for sharing more about selling Christmas trees in New York City. And I was glad to be able to have a chance to talk with you.
Oh, I'll come back, I promise. And then again, I would say to all of you, my fellow neighbors, don't try it. It's too hard. let it to the professionals.
I love that. That's good advice. That's Marc-Antoine Goyette from Quebec, who traveled for 4 Decembers to New York City to sell freshly cut Christmas trees.